Plants need water, light, and soil to grow. By hacking the light part of the equation, Kevin Wells says he is making it far more efficient to grow plants indoors. Wells founded the company LumiGrow. He says he got the idea after a strange sight one evening.
It literally was as a result of a drive-by.
Wells was driving in the East Bay. His eyes were caught by a glowing building on the side of the road. He pulled off to get a closer look.
I think it was some old research greenhouses by one of the agribusiness companies that had been in that region.
It got him wondering, is there a better way? At the time, he says, a new generation of LED lights had just become available. They were cheaper and more effective. He figured he could use LEDs, standing for light-emitting diode, to emit the waves of light plants use for photosynthesis. That tends to be in the blue and red regions. He did a few calculations.
I came up with a model that said we could save about 40 or 50% power. So that seemed like a really, really great thing. So built a couple prototypes.
Wells sold his house in Mill Valley to get the money to start LumiGrow. The company, based in Marin, has improved the design of their bulbs. They're now about 70% more efficient than standard sodium lights, up from an initial 40%. Considering the size of some indoor growing facilities, Wells says the energy savings potential is huge.
It's such a large market. For us, we're just breaking into it.
The company is preparing to grow rapidly. Currently, they have about 20 employees. This year, they expect to add 15 more.
We're hoping that by the end of the year next year, we'll have broken into 1% of the available market. My goal is to be able to say we've taken the equivalent of San Onofre Power Plant offline. I can't say that yet, but maybe by the end of next year. Well, I like to think we're having a tangible effect.
Take, for example, he says, a customer in Half Moon Bay.
And they have about 12 or 14,000 light fixtures, and each one of those is a 1,000-watt light fixture.
Replacing the old bulbs with LumiGrow LED bulbs, he calculates, will save enough energy to power most of the homes in Half Moon Bay.
There's such a dramatic power savings. It makes a huge, huge difference.
Wells says that while the energy savings component is what catches someone's attention at first, what he's really interested in is the new field of spectral science. That's the practice of adjusting the colors and timing of light to produce different effects in plants.
By changing the light-light ratios, we can create a plant that's tight and bushy versus long and gangly.
Melanie Yelton is in charge of spectral science at LumiGrow.
And most people don't realize that to get that currently, so that all our poinsettias and all our plants at Home Depot kind of look the same when we go to buy them, they do that all with hormones. So they, you know, have someone come in, they have a special license. It's not incredibly toxic, but you do have to wear a special suit and shut down the greenhouses for a few days, spray the plants, sometimes three times during the growth cycle. So we can do that now by just varying the light.
She's also experimenting with changing taste and nutrition by using different colors of light. Basil, lettuce, kale, and tomatoes, she says, will all vary in their vitamin C and antioxidant content depending on their light exposure. In case anyone doubts her, she keeps some basil in the back of the lab to demonstrate the differences. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.